fail. Suffice now with a fast introduction, and then we'll get right to the program. The leading gentleman in the local area would sit on the high bench, and up-and-coming substantial people, men, would sit on the lower bench. Judges are the top jury down here. The clerk is the only man who must have legal education. The judge is not. The clerk must. He's a practicing attorney, likely in surrounding counties, but not here, where he serves as clerk keeping the record, and it's a hunt to give the hearing of the judges. Other lawyers in this courthouse, men who pass this bar here, are seated in these first two benches down here. The common area is where most of you are seated. We didn't have many benches in the 18th century for the bystanders. You've all become bystanders, most of you anyway, but the inaccuracy makes for comfort. The high boxes are not what you might think, but they are for law enforcement officers in the rooms for various court functions, like a jury's deliberations, a meeting of the magistrates on the other side of the clerk's rooms. Now, we're going to get right to the case. We've got a case of a man, well, it'll be obvious, but we'll need a witness. And we're going to need a young man to be a witness. And I think he's done so. So, when the opportunity comes, you come forward, you'll be sworn and give your testimony. The most common misdemeanor crime in colonial Virginia was missing church. Jane Bode, you're suing this man right here, Jacob Iredell. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've given a few of you these little pieces of paper, and they're meant as a help, but don't make them a limitation. The object is to win. Winning's everything. It's like Coach Lombardi said. Now, we all have a part. When the court crier says, God save the king, we all answer, God save the king, because it's 1774, and we're still pretty much content with being the subjects of George III. These doors could be a problem. They only swing this way, not the other way. It's the only way to get out of the courthouse. So if we have the need to evacuate, follow the instructions of the hospital staff. And please follow my instructions now, most important. If you have a cell phone, turn it off. Welcome to the past.
Service. Well, that's true. investor is some legal means so that your name can be recorded as a legal descendant. How do you know whether you are or you claim to be?
Your Honor, I've belonged to the Presbyterian Congregation of the city and I have been worshiping at Davenport's meeting house by the Catholic Church three Sundays before I was accused to the grand jury. I have brought a letter from the minister which affirms what I have said.
Mark, if you would, judges. What do you make of this letter?
Well, I do recognize the hand of the Reverend James Bell who signed it, which is not properly certified, not recall, and any proper sworn.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Again, sir, if something has to be sworn to, else it could be a piece of paper you find on the street. There is no way for the court to know. Okay, it's not an excuse for a felony. Do you want to receive this letter?
Yes.
For consideration. Very well. It's not as if it was a Baptist. Mr. Brown, for reasons best appearing in the bench, you are found not guilty of non-attendance of church, nor are you fined to levy the fine for the court costs, which you might otherwise pay. I presume, Mr. Brown, at this time you would like your name recorded as a legal dissenter, am I correct?
No.
And, sir, if you do not see your church wardens in the vestry before the next session of the grand jury, you might find yourself up here again, being prosecuted for a non-legal detention from the Church of England. But that is your own choice. You can do your mind best. Good day to you, Mr. Brown.
Able from the keeping of the ordinary that seems and that is
Thank you.
county rules to hold until he's had the chance to make good the debt that he doesn't. Mr. Clark issued another very confident to the sheriff's office for reattaching the divorce on his right in front of the church. Very well. Mr. Poe, Mr. Rose.